The Rio Del City Council voted to approve dramatic changes to their existing commercial cannabis land use ordinance at their March 19th meeting. Rio Del began debating allowing commercial cannabis operations in late 2015, with numerous meetings and passionate public input on both sides of the debate. The city eventually approved some commercial cannabis businesses in the latter part of 2016, but restricted it solely to the former Eel River Sawmill site, now known as the Humboldt Rio Del Business Park. No dispensaries were allowed anywhere in the city. Multiple businesses have been in various stages of development at the business park ever since. The former sawmill site has required extensive work to develop the needed infrastructure, such as an adequate water line and electricity to the outlying lots. Developments in the business park include volatile and non-volatile manufacturing, processing and packing, greenhouse and indoor cultivation, nurseries, a day spa, distribution, and a cannabis testing laboratory. The developers have told the city that the range of possible tax rates, from $2 to $5 per square foot of cultivation, or 2% to 10% for all other activities, have made it more difficult to secure the needed financing. The city council voted 4-0 to approve capping the tax rate at $2 per square foot of cultivation, or 2% of gross receipts. The council then debated amending the commercial cannabis ordinance to expand the allowable areas for some cannabis businesses. The council approved up to 3 retail dispensaries in the town center zone. The city will put out a request for proposals to solicit business plans from interested developers, and then the council will select up to 3 projects for the downtown area. The council also approved allowing cannabis distribution and testing laboratories in the town center zone, as well as in an industrial zone at the end of Eloa Avenue. Cultivation will be allowed on the Dinsmore Plateau located above the city. Cultivation will be limited to indoor or locked greenhouses only. The expansion of the allowable commercial cannabis activities was approved by the City Council 3-1, with Councilmember Wilson dissenting and Councilmember Strahan absent. The Council also approved a Rio Del Cannabis Local Equity Program in order to apply for state grant funds under the California Cannabis Equity Act of 2018. The equity programs are intended to assist eligible individuals to gain entry to the regulated cannabis marketplace and provide financial and technical assistance. A person who has resided in Humboldt County for at least 5 years during the period between 1971 and 2016 can apply provided they are licensed or seeking a license or employment in a Rio Del licensed cannabis business. Additionally, the individual must either have a household income below 80% of the median for the county, or between 1971 and 2015, they were arrested for or convicted of specific cannabis crimes, or lived within a 5-mile radius of a camperade, or engaged in illegal cultivation in the county for at least 2 years, or are a member of an ethnic, racial, or other disadvantaged community, or became homeless as a result of marijuana enforcement. Additional details about the local equity program are available at City Hall. Details on the RFP process for retail dispensaries are under development and should be presented to the City Council at a future meeting. Video of the meeting, as well as the full council packet of documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be April 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.